How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? It came in a time in the life of the people of Israel, the people of God, that they were carried into captivity in Babylon. And because they were in captivity in Babylon, the instrument of praise were hung somewhere. Over there, they wept. They forgot the greatness of the power of God. Over there, they were counting their losses. Over there, they were saying, there is no need to praise God. Even those that held them captive, we are saying, praise God again. Sing the Lord's songs again. But they wouldn't do that. They cried. And there was no remedy. They forgot the weapon of praise. As it is stated in Psalm 149. That let the weapon of praise be a two-edged sword in which you will use to execute judgment. So they forgot that. Sometimes in our journey of this life, we see challenges, good and evil, through things that opposes each other. Sometimes in the journey of this life, the news, the things, the events happening around you pushes you not to praise God. Even sometimes they mock you, saying, sing that song again. Could be in your office, could be in your marriage, could be whatever. So it happened to the people of Israelite, and they were caught up in this mess. They decided to hang the instrument of praise, one of their greatest weapons, which they ought to use at that time. So they hung it somewhere. They said, there is no need to praise God. There is no need to worship God. There is no need to bow down our knees. There is no need to use these harps again in prison, in tambourines and so on. But God said this, let the weapon of our warfare, one of them is praise. They could have sung praises unto God, like in the time of Jericho. Fenced, situation hard, city hard to conquer, but God instructed Joshua. So they forgot that. They forgot that there was a time in their life that they praised God. The walls that seemed impossible were shattered down. They forgot that the best time to praise God is the time that things is not even going the way we thought it could. And so many at times, we Christians, we exhibit the same pattern of life. We exhibit the same pattern of attitude when it comes to the things of God, especially praising God. We try as much as possible to develop our life. Praising God is only when things go well with us. But that is not what God is teaching. The devil will want you to stop. In fact, every tactic, every fight that the enemy is trying to do is to stop you from praising God. Every reason, the battle of minds, you know, there are different battles. The battle of mind, we do the calculation and said, why there is no need. It will give you a series of reasons. Even your closest associate can give you a series of reasons why there is no need to praise God. Even your closest associate can give you reasons why there is no need to honor him, to worship him. It happened in the time of Job. His associates, even his wife. But tonight, God is interested in the life of his children that would praise him in beauty and in ashes. We remembered what happened to Paul and Silas. They were held in prison. They refused the prison doors shut. They were held in prison. Why? The enemy wanted to stop them from praising God. But thank God for them. They refused to be shut down. They used the instrument of praise before them. And they used it mightily. They danced, they praised God. And signs and wonders happened. So if you can understand this in your Christian journey, I can tell you, you will go far in your journey with God. If you can understand that the things of God, the praises of God, shall never be competed by circumstances, that our praises should not be economized, our praises should never and will never be based on circumstances, I can tell you, you will go far with God. It's a simple message. Would you apply it? It's so simple that it's easy not to apply it. It's so simple that it is easy to ignore it. It's so simple that easy to complain about that. It's so simple. And God tonight is looking for people that would praise him. Remember, from where Pastor said, the Bible said that again in the same Psalm 126. Turn with me to Psalm 126, please. Our praises. Psalm 126. Are you there? Yeah. Psalm 126 says there, when the Lord turn again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said there among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. They waited until people that do not believe in God came back and said, yes, it's God that did that thing. Then their life was filled with joy and celebration. You do not need to wait until that kind of event happened in your life before you praise God. You do not need to wait until unbelievers come and approach you and say, yes, it's God that did it for you. That will be the time you will now remember to praise God or give testimony. No, that is not a good Christian life. We need to be a people that base our life in praises of our great God, no matter the situation. Build your life upon this truth. If you build your life upon this truth, you know what? Testimonies upon testimonies will be your pattern of life. Build your life in the praises of our great God. Build your life in this truth. Why? Psalm 139 says this, verse 14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. Reasons? Things going well? I will praise my God. Why? For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. And my soul knoweth this, it is right. My soul, my life knows this. There is no other way I can live. My life knows this. Whether things go the way I wanted it to go, my life knows this. Build your life in this truth. And in the years to come, you will come back and say, that is the truth about Bible, about God. I am a living witness. Build your life upon this truth. When you come in the things of God, in praises of God, lose yourself. Forget about the present circumstances. St. Paul did that. Miracle followed him. Joshua did that. Miracle followed him. And so many other people. And God said, one of the weapons you have in your journey to eternity, in your journey beyond this life, is a weapon of praise. And let us use that. And as we do that, your life, my life, your future will never be the same. For he that promised is able. He that said this is more than able to fulfill that. We praise God tonight.
Amen.
We dance before him. And as you praise him, he will release his angels. And his angels will fight your battle. He will release his angels. He will make ways where it seems to be nowhere. He will open doors that you can never imagine that door could have been opened for you. As you praise him, he will increase you. He will open heaven and pour down his blessing beyond measure. And we are here tonight. I can tell you, time is coming when we will come here by 6 and we praise God till the next morning. I can tell you that. Time is coming when we come here to praise God by 6 and people will be looking for seats to sit because here will be filled with people that want to praise God.
Amen.
Let's start doing it now. And God of heaven will be glorified. Let's stand up as we praise God tonight. Father, as we continue to praise you tonight, let it not end here, but let it go beyond here. As we praise you tonight, let these your mighty angels. As we praise you tonight, oh God, let there be signs and wonders. As we praise you tonight, those that are in captive, let the door be open. Let those captivity be set free tonight. As we praise you tonight, oh God, move in your power. Do things that only you could have done in our lives. Holy Spirit, have your way tonight. Baptize each of us with the Spirit of praise. Tonight and forever, that our lives shall never be the same. Have your way tonight, for we are here to praise you. Every power that stands against you praising God tonight, I rebuke that power in the name of Jesus.